This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, March 27. Christ's reign and rule. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 11. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven, which said, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders, who were seated on their thrones before God, fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants, the prophets, and your people who revere your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroy the earth." Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the ark of his covenant. And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a severe hailstorm. 2 Timothy 2 verse 12. If we endure, we will also reign with him. As Christ reigns and rules forever, we also will live and reign with him forever. Genesis 1 and 2 and Psalm 8 remind us that God made us the crown of his creation and appointed us to take care of it and rule over it for his glory. Because of sin, we forfeited our ability to do this completely. But Christ has succeeded in reigning over creation as a fully human being who is also fully God. So let us look forward to the final day when the reign and rule of Christ is perfectly realized. In the meantime, let us not forget that we are even now reigning with our Savior. Sin no longer has dominion over those who believe in Jesus, for we live in the gracious era in which we have been adopted as God's children. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we can now conquer sin and grow in holiness. We are also free from the tyranny of the law. Forgiven in Christ, we may fulfill the royal law of love in serving our Creator. We may not often think of ourselves as kings and queens who rule over or take care of creation, but this result of being saved in Christ connects us with who we are created to be in the first place. Our salvation sets us back on our rightful throne. Pray with me. Lord, you have set us to rule with you in this world. Help us to be victorious over sin today. Care wisely for your creation, and act with your love and justice for all. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.